In school, kids are often told to have respect for everyone. But that's not necessarily the case in practice or in policy at the State Department of Education, especially toward transgender students. The kids in the middle got a boost this week when a group petitioned the DOE to create and implement a gender diversity policy backed with training for teachers and administrators. Joe Wilson is half of the documentary team which produced the film Kumuhina about an inspiring Native Hawaiian teacher who uses traditional culture to empower her students. He now coordinates the Kumuhina Project, which is an educational project that emerged from the film. Joe Wilson is on the phone with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Thank you so much for having me. And I should just say real quickly, we wish that Kumuhina could be with us today as well, but she is doing what she often does, which is teaching early in the morning. So.
Well, I'm glad to have you here with us. But she was there on Tuesday making the choice to stay here and speak to the Board of Education and the Department of Education instead of going to the White House. That was a pretty weighty choice.
Yes, Hina, as you know, she often says in her classroom and you know in any public engagement she does, you know, Hawaii is her piko. This is what she feels is most important to her, and she knew it was an easy decision for her to be here on such an important day to help, you know, stand with and represent the voices of transgender folks here in Hawaii.
Instead of going off to be at the ceremony honoring Asian American Pacific Islanders nationally, at this point, as you've given the petition to the Department of Education on Tuesday, with about, 5,400 signatures on it, somewhere in that neighborhood?
Yes.
What was the response?
So the response was actually quite wonderful. And I have to say, the entire day, the event down there at the Board of Education, it was just an extraordinary moment. And the reason is because too often the way into these conversations is talking about them as issues. But our goal with this event was really to remind people that we're talking about real people, real lives. And in this case, because we're talking about schools, we're talking about young people's lives. And so we wanted to make sure that it is these individuals, transgender, mahuwahine, mahukane, who are standing up and speaking for themselves. And the response from the Board of Education was actually truly wonderful, because this issue was not on the agenda that day. But when we entered the room, they welcomed us with aloha, and people spoke, and people listened, and it just felt like it was really a seminal moment in advancing these important concerns.
When we talk about young people, there have been several cases that have been involved, that have involved kids who are in middle school and high school, but we're also talking kids in elementary school too, aren't we?
Yes, of course we are. You know, there is a growing awareness now, thankfully, on a national and international level of gender diversity in general. And as more people become aware of it, it's opening up opportunities for more people to express themselves. And that is occurring now at much younger ages. And so what we really need to see is schools in particular, where, you know, young people spend a good portion of their days and lives, being able to provide caring support and a safe learning environment for everyone.
I mean, this is more than just little girls acting as tomboys or little boys who want to, you know, parade around in costumes and dresses, right?
Absolutely. This is, you know, like each and every one of us know, you know, from very early in our lives, what our sincerely held understanding of ourselves is, that's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about what is often put out into kind of the public debate from, you know, what I would consider right-wing ideologues who really want to diminish understanding on these issues and actually in the process end up demeaning, you know, people and causing great harm. So that's what we're trying to do with these public education efforts, is really elevate the voices of people whose real experiences are being affected by the way this public debate plays out.
You're also talking about not marginalizing young people simply because they're young people and believing, well, they don't know, it's just a phase.
Exactly. I mean, we're trying to make sure that families, teachers, anyone who comes in to interact with young people throughout their days has the ability to support and encourage them, you know, to be the best they can be. That's what Kumuhina often talks about, providing a learning environment where young people have the ability to see themselves as who they are, be recognized as who they are, most importantly, because in that condition, they then can pursue their talents, their dreams, their goals, their skills, et cetera, to be the best that they can be in many different areas of life.
In the national conversation, we've seen what has been going on in North Carolina, certainly looking at very public figures of Chastity Bono becoming Chaz Bono, certainly Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner. This has brought a focus to the conversation that we didn't have so much in years past. But there is also the concern that, well, you know, is there going to be any room for people who truly want to make sure that they are in a safe space in the gender that they were born with? Looking at what you've asked of Kuhuku Intermediate and High School to act as a model school to declare that, you know, students can participate in graduation and other school activities consistent with their gender identity. Is there any threat for, you know, for kids when they say, well, you know, I don't necessarily want to be in a bathroom with someone who wasn't born a girl? I mean, that seems to be where a lot of parents have some concern, too.
Well, where best practices come down on the kind of question that you're raising is that guidelines, policies that are put in place should really be able to address the needs and concerns of any individual student. And if they, because of particular biases or a lack of understanding, feel uncomfortable, then they should be accommodated. But in this case, transgender people, people across the diversity of the gender spectrum, should be included and treated just as any other student and have access to any facilities on that basis. Those who are uncomfortable with that can be accommodated.
So what does that mean to accommodate all? I mean, like, for example, if you're talking about a sports team, how does that work?
Well, best practices, model policies in other places, California, Massachusetts, and other school districts are saying that someone who has a sincerely held understanding of their gender identity should be able to participate based on, you know, the gender in which they see themselves. So all of these understandings are actually laid out in law, Title IX of the Education Amendment Act of 1972, Title IV of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Even here in Hawaii, we have, you know, prohibition on discrimination on these kinds of bases. So these are actually simple things that are in law. The real goal is to make sure that people in our schools, administrators, teachers, and staff who are there to support students understand these things and are just there to help and support students to be able to thrive in a safe environment.
You talk about what is already present in law concerning, you know, bullying, harassment, and discrimination. Not necessarily that's being evidenced practically, and that's what it seems like you're calling for.
That is exactly correct. There are not changes in law that are necessary here. Really, it's a deepening of understanding and helping all of those who are serving our young people in schools and elsewhere understand what the guidelines are so that they can do the best jobs that they can possibly do.
Any indication that Kuhuku is going to take you up on your call to become that model school?
Well, you know, Kuhuku is right here in my neighborhood, and I sincerely hope that we will see significant improvement there. You know, I think anyone who is in this area understands that there are some deeply held religious beliefs, but because this is a public school, we hope that the people who lead that school can separate their religious biases from their role as administrators at a public school.
We'll see if that happens, and we'll be watching. Thanks very much, Joe, for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for helping to shine light on these concerns.
Joe Wilson is a documentary filmmaker and human rights activist based on Oahu's North Shore. His most recent film is the PBS Independent Lens Audience Award winner, Kumuhina. He now coordinates the Kumuhina Project, the educational effort aimed at making schools and communities safe and inclusive across the gender spectrum.